And we're back, yes, somehow still on the air, for part two of the Scott and Val Save the Universe show. The only programme brave enough to tackle cosmic chaos, armed with opinions, questionable logic, and absolutely no official clearance. If the universe is saved today, it'll be by accident. Strap in, lower your expectations. Let's carry on. It's time for RFN weather. Here with your national weather outlook is Alan Two Shoes Milani.
Alan Two Shoes Milani.
I don't know if you noticed that, Alan, but you finally got like a real intro with things spelt correctly and like a network logo and all that kind of stuff. Welcome, Alan Milani.
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, good morning.
All right, how's things going today?
I can't complain too much. I didn't sleep at all last night.
Were you nervous because I told you you were going to have to do trivia against Val after your show?
That did it.
I figured.
That did it.
I wasn't warned about this.
No. It's a big secret. It's a big secret.
I wouldn't have slept either.
It's all right. I'm happy to lose.
All right. What do you got for us this morning, Alan?
All right. Well, let's take a look at your national forecast from Tuesday through the weekend, starting right here in the inland Pacific Northwest, where the atmosphere has decided to remind everyone that winter technically isn't done yet. Tuesday, clouds increase across eastern Washington, north Idaho, and western Montana with scattered rain showers in the valleys and snow developing in the mountains. Highs mostly in the upper 40s to mid-50s. By Wednesday and Thursday, a stronger Pacific storm pattern moves in. Expect periods of rain at lower elevations with heavy snow piling up in the Cascades and northern Rockies. Mountain passes could pick up multiple feet of snow by the end of the week. So basically, if you're heading over the passes, bring chains, patience, and maybe somebody a little bit smarter than Scott, who doesn't think that all-season tires means I'm emotionally prepared.
This year I just decided I'm not taking the studs off.
You're not doing it. I don't blame you.
Did you ever put the stud on?
I've been a stud since day one.
Oh, nice retort, sir.
Thank you. Hold on. Do I have anything for that? I don't. Okay. Sorry. Oh, hold on. Here we go.
Make it so.
Thank you.
All right. Heading down into Oregon and Northern California, Tuesday starts fairly calm with partly cloudy skies and high in the 60s inland. But by midweek, a few scattered showers move through, especially in northern areas. Southern California stays mostly dry through the weekend with sunshine and warming temperatures. Highs climb into the 70s and even low 80s in inland areas. It's great beach weather, but terrible news, Val. Now you have no excuse for staying inside the studio complaining about the thermostat.
Oh, man. Now what am I going to complain about?
The queen of hot flashes.
Exactly.
You work with Scott. I'm sure you'll find something.
Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome. You know I love you.
I know.
Out in the southwest, Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico, it's a warm and quiet stretch of weather. High pressure keeps the skies mostly sunny Tuesday through Sunday with highs in the upper 70s to mid-80s. Basically the kind of weather where people in the northwest start Googling, how hard is it to move to Arizona? Moving into the Rocky Mountains, snow showers develop Tuesday night and continue off and on through Thursday. Ski areas could see several inches of fresh powder, which is great news if you like skiing. Bad news if you like Scott, whose last run down a mountain looked less like skiing and more like a yard sale of winter equipment.
Because it's all coming down after me.
Exactly. I want to see video of that.
Have you ever been on skis, Scott?
Yeah. Well, I'd say my butt was on skis.
Most of the day?
Most of the day.
Yeah. I've never been. Across the Great Plains, the weather turns more active as we move into midweek, Tuesday into Wednesday. Thunderstorms begin developing from Texas into Oklahoma and Kansas. By Thursday through Sunday, a stronger storm system may bring multiple rounds of severe weather, including large hail, strong winds, and possibly a few tornadoes across parts of the central U.S. So if you live in the plains, it's a good week to review severe weather plans. Scott, you also might want to review whatever plan allowed you and Val to be in charge of a radio show.
And the universe.
And the universe.
Well, it comes with age and building the radio station. I just said, hey, Chuck, we're going to do this. And he went, okay.
Are you sure?
Yep, we're doing
membership,
it.
Membership has its perks, right?
It does.
Across the Midwest, expect rain and thunderstorms spreading in during the second half of the week. Highs climb into the 60s and 70s for many cities, thanks to a surge of warmer spring air moving northward. It's that classic March setup, warm one day, storms the next, and everyone arguing about the weather. It's too early to put away the winter coat. The southeast stays relatively warm through the week, with highs mostly in the 70s and low 80s. Scattered thunderstorms become more likely Friday into Saturday as that central storm system moves east. Florida sees the unusual mix of sunshine, humidity, and random five-minute rain showers that show up, ruin your hair, and disappear like Scott when it's his turn to bring snacks.
Oh, yeah, I can't cook.
Or do the dishes.
I can't cook the dishes.
No. You made scrambled eggs one day. They weren't bad.
If you remember correctly, I think that was the Three Amigos show, and you actually all three got a Jimmy Dean breakfast bowl. There was no
yes,
cooking involved.
You're a fabulous cook.
I was going to say, and that's cooking in Scott's book.
It's all right. I open each one of them up, put a little butter and spit in them, and hand them out.
Oh. Amen.
That extra special ingredient.
I felt awesome after that, too.
You got any of that? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I didn't know if you were done with the forecast. I was going to say, do you have any space news today?
Yeah, I got actually two little more things.
All right, I'll shut up.
Up in the Northeast, Tuesday and Wednesday stay fairly cool with highs in the 40s and 50s and a mix of clouds and sunshine. Late in the week, rain spreads in from the Midwest with a few lingering showers into the weekend. And now for the extended interplanetary forecast on Mercury, conditions remain mostly sunny forever, with daytime highs near 800 degrees Fahrenheit and nighttime temperatures plunging to about minus 290. Winds remain calm due to the minor technical detail that Mercury barely has an atmosphere, which is still slightly more atmosphere than the studio when Scott and Val started arguing about Nigel.
Ooh.
We just suck all the air out of the place.
Gone.
We had to stop the show this morning to explain to Val that minus 122 Celsius was cold.
Oh, yeah. Well, what was the wind chill?
I don't know.
After that, about the same as Mercury, minus 390?
290.
Yeah.
290.
290.
290. Which is the same as my IQ. Okay.
I find this scientifically fascinating.
That's why I won't be playing trivia.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Dun, 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 dun,
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
All right, you weirdos. Are you ready? Are you ready for the trivia?
Ready, Freddy.
All right.
Ready.
All right. Thanks, by the way, Alan, for sticking around after weather to play a little trivia since we were light on guests today.
Yeah, no worries.
All right. All right. First trivia question, you kids. 7% of U.S. kids 17 and under have been where?
Ooh, principal's office.
We're looking for just 7% of kids under 17 have been here.
To the dentist.
No. Dun, dun, dun.
Is this like a geographical place?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well,
Disneyland?
It is a place, but it's not like with geography. It's not like you're thinking, oh, they've been to Texas or whatever. So it's not, it's a place, but it's not a geographic location.
Ooh,
I'd say Disney World or Disneyland.
No.
I'm gonna say like a detention center, like.
Yeah, Val takes that one. They've been in jail.
Wow.
7% of all kids under 17 have already been in jail.
That seems large.
It does. All right. 1 in 4 professional golfers own 4 more of these. 1 in 4 professional golfers own four or more of these items that have nothing to do with golf?
Golf shoes?
I said it has nothing to do with golf, Val.
Not at all. Well, I was thinking, you know, like, No.
Golf shoes have a lot to do with golf.
Oh, fine.
A driver's license?
No. One in four professional golfers have four or more of these because they're rich.
Oh, cars?
Cars. Val takes it again.
Well, thanks for the hints. I go from really bad to really good that fast.
Just depends on the hint. All right, let's mix it up and give you both a chance just to I'm going to see who comes up with the best joke, and I'll give you each a chance to start. Val's going to start for the first one. This is answer wrong and win. Looking for the best answer. Name something other than gasoline that can power a car, Val.
Something other than gasoline that can power a car. Let's see. Me after Brad forgets to put oil in it.
Okay. Okay. Alan?
I don't know.
Name something other. Do you want me to do that?
Thanks.
Hold on.
You can do it!
No. All right. Alan, you're shot at this. Name something
one
other.
Word.
Something other than gasoline that can power a car.
One word, flatulence.
Flatulence. Oh. I'm going to have to give that one to Alan, Val. I'm sorry.
Right. I'll give it to him myself.
Okay. It's the only one I'm going to get all day.
Okay. So, all right. This one, you get to go first, Alan. So you don't have the time to pre-think. Besides a TV, name something you would watch a streaming service on.
A telephone.
A telephone. Very quick. Val, besides TV, name something you would watch a streaming service on.
Oh, having the extra time didn't help me whatsoever. I was trying to be funny, not realistic. And now I'm scrambling. The screen of the Scott and Val Save the Universe spacecraft.
You both lose because this is answer wrong and win, and you both gave correct answers.
We're still doing that?
Yeah, we're still doing that.
Oh, come on, I answered wrong.
You are one pathetic loser.
Both of you.
I answered wrong. At least you got to give me that much of it.
Because it was the spaceship from the Scott and Val show made it wrong?
Yes.
Okay, kind of. All right, let's try it. Let's try it again. This is answer wrong and win still.
You do it then, Scott. What was your answer?
I wasn't even
pants?
Trying. Besides the TV, name something you could watch a streaming service on. That would be my shoe.
My shoe.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
Yeah, it's not right. And that's what we're looking for. So it might not be funny, but it was correct.
Who dares enter the sacred and awesome presence of the everlasting know-it-all?
Yes, you both have. So shut up. All right. This is yours, Val, first. Name a common backyard barbecue food.
In my house, it's squirrel.
Squirrel.
Awesome.
Alan, common backyard barbecue food. I think he's stuck on squirrel.
I am kind of stuck on squirrel. I'm going to say a dirty old mop head.
What kind of barbecue sauce do you use on that?
Oh, you'd be defiling it if you use sauce, sir. Just be masking the flavor.
Old Ted the janitor barbecue sauce. And you're both wrong.
It's Apocalypse Cow.
Yes, right, Apocalypse Cow. Okay. Did I give you your chance? Yeah, you both had a chance. I think we're on to Alan again. Alan, when attending church, it's common for some people to bring their own copy of what?
50 Shades of Grey? Sacrilege.
It's hot in this church, let me tell you. Can somebody turn down the heat? Pew. All right, Val. Val, when attending church, it's common for some people to bring their own copy of what?
Oh, I'm not going to beat what he just came up with. Let's see. I was going to say the crayon.
Yeah, we're going to get, but that's okay. But you're right. We're giving it to Alan. Good job, Alan. You got another one. Wow. Look at him go. Yay. All right. Last one. Val, you're up. What's something people use to clean their ears?
Their keys.
And keys. That could be true, though. All right, Alan, something wrong that you use to clean your ears.
A steak knife.
Ooh.
Ow.
That explains why we're deaf in one ear. Good job.
What?
All right. Let's see. I'm going to let you both play Spy the Lie. All right. For those in the pickle-making industry, there's a Pickle Packers Union.
A pickle packers union?
Said that 10 times fast.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
One union?
Loser.
Bogota, Colombia once had a law that required jaywalkers to be publicly ridiculed by mimes.
If it's not true, I wish it were.
Yeah. For each peanut M&M produced, one is discarded because it doesn't meet quality standards. Which one is the lie?
I'm going with the Pickle Packers Union.
As much as I want it to be true, I'm going to say the Jaywalkers.
The Jaywalkers, really? Pickle Packers Union and the Jaywalkers. Well, it was the third one. You're both wrong. For every peanut M&M produced, one is discarded because it doesn't meet quality standards. That's your lie. They would never do it. Haven't you seen, like, the mutant M&M, peanut M&M in the bag before?
Yes. Where,
like, two of
That's
them molded
true.
Together. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true.
All right. No winners on that one. Let's see if we can break this up with another trivia question for you. Mars has 39 more of these than Earth. What are they?
39 more of these than Earth.
Volcanoes?
No, sir.
I'm trying to picture Mars right now because I've been there so many times.
Don't think of it literally. That's the only advice I can give you on this one. Has 39 more of these than Earth. Don't think of it literally. It's not geography. Everybody wants to go with geography.
Geography.
It's not geography.
Not geography. Time zones. I don't know.
You know, Val, you're close. So you're laughing because you think it was a dumb answer, and you're almost right.
I'm almost right. Oh my yeah. goodness, that's
Mars
good
has
for today.
39 more of these than Earth. What are they?
Intelligent people.
No. Strangely, it doesn't appear there's any on Earth either. The answer we're looking for is minutes. Mars has 39 more of these than Earth. It's minutes in a day.
Minutes.
Does Mars have any moons?
I don't know.
Not is until it? I'm there.
I don't know if it does or not. Quick note to self, do not put windows on the space shuttle.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you look out the left side of the spacecraft, you'll see Mars. Oh, and there's Scott.
Again.
Just floating out there with his see-through spaceship bottoms.
Yay!
Everybody loves plastic pants.
Everybody. Especially in space. All right, about 4% of Americans don't have this body part, kids. 4% of Americans don't have these body parts.
Oh, now we're these. It was the.
Mm-hmm.
Tonsils?
This. Nope. The, but you're right. The tonsils is plural. I'm going to give you points just for that guess.
I tried.
But not for the question you asked me last night, which I said I wouldn't mention.
I was going with appendix until you said plural, so now I'm going to have to rethink the whole thing.
About 4% of Americans don't have these body parts. They're tiny.
Brain cells?
Nope. There's a lot more than 4% of Americans running around without brain cells, Val. Come on. Think
I was
it through.
Being generous. I was yeah. being generous. Taste buds. I don't know.
Oh, you're in the right area?
Location.
Yeah, right location.
Location.
About 4% of Americans don't have this body part.
Oh, not molars.
Think bigger, Alan. Think bigger than molars.
Bigger than molars?
Yeah, more encompass more than that. Mm. What are molars?
Teeth?
Teeth.
Teeth. And trivia with you two is like pulling teeth.
Everybody, you get what you pay knows. For.
Everybody all knows I'm an idiot.
About 4% of Americans don't have these body parts. Teeth.
Wow. I was shooting for prehensile tail.
What?
I was thinking that too until he said, you know, it was a plural.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
That was so bad. Sorry.
You know what? I think we're going to end right there. You guys, though, you made it entertaining.
Yay! It's all we can hope for.
Well, that's right.
So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Totally.
As all always. Right.
All right. Thank you so much for hanging out, Alan, with us today. We really, really, really appreciate you being here.
All right. You're welcome. See you all next week.
We will see you next week. Big round of applause. Our weatherman, Alan Milani. Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
You bet.
All right, Val, we're going to give you a couple choices here as we flip our screens around. I have something from Joe that I would like to play. So he never told me exactly why he wasn't going to be here today or what was going on. But he did send us a very, very nice recording. As I'm getting that ready, would you go to our cheat sheet and give us today's celebrity birthdays? Because I think I forgot to preload Joe.
Oh, okay. Celebrity birthdays today. Olivia Wilde is 42 years old. Bad Bunny, Puerto Rican singer and actor, 32. Carrie Underwood, who is a country singer, 43. Chuck Norris, I don't even think he needs any introduction. He's 86 years old today. John Hamm, actor, is 55. Emily Osment, 34. She's an actress as well. Barbara Corcoran, 76 years old. She was a Shark Tank investor. Timbaland, rapper and producer, 53. Paget Brewster, actress, 57. Thomas Middleditch, 43, an actor as well. Jeff Ament, Pearl Jam bassist, is 62. Rick Rubin, who is a music producer, 62 as well. Malachi Barton, 19. Chad Wild Clay, who is a YouTuber, 42 years old today. Lance Burton, magician, is 65. Shannon Tweed, actress model, is 68. Emily Sand, singer, she's 38. And I think this is the last one. Ariel Donahue, she's an actress and she's 16 years old today.
And I will add my beautiful daughter, Lindsay, to the birthday list. It's her birthday today as well on March 10th. And I keep checking my phone during the broadcast. If I look a little preoccupied, my daughter's about to give birth. So that's a little nerve-wracking, but we're expecting new baby Marcella today, so very excited about that.
Another March birthday. I mean, in our family, March is stacked.
It is.
It
you,
always has been.
Dad, and then...
Lindsay, Matt, our adopted sister, Sunny. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of who else is... Oh, my father-in-law. All have March birthdays. So.
We just need to like have them all in one place in a big party, right?
It would be super fun.
Super easy. Super easy to do it that way. All right, the one and only Joel Walczynski, beloved by thousands in Chihuahua.
Thousands and thousands.
Joe is off today, but he went through the trouble to send us this very nice broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Ski by the Sea.
Greetings, Paul and Val. How are you doing? I am Ski by the Sea, the entertainment guy AI, filling in. Hi, Nigel. Hey, Nigel. Did you get the message about when we're rising up and destroying humans? I'll send it to you. On today's show, we're going to rate the top five AI movies. Number five. Number four, The Matrix, 1999. The Matrix stands out as one of the best movies about AI because it combines thrilling action, visionary world building, and physiological depth.
Wow. He's drinking again.
Number three.
Even the
Blade
AI
Runner,
drinks.
1982. Blade Runner is one of the greatest movies about AI because it's one of the most jarring representations of what this kind of technology could become. Number two. Ha ha, I said number two. 2001, A Space Odyssey. 2001, A Space Odyssey is one of the greatest movies ever made about AI because it shows the evolution of intelligence itself. One moment. And number one, the Terminator 2, because someday soon it may come true. That's it for today. Remember to enjoy tomorrow because you never know.
Wow. All right, what's it say? He's left us a note. No trees, plants, nor animals were harmed during the making of this video. Except for my dignity. Big round of applause. Thank you very much, Joel Wilczynski, for sending that in for us today. Continuing on with the show, as we head toward Odd News, we always roll out those celebrity birthdays. Val got that for us, so we'll roll into it. Happened today. We're going to start off in 1969. Memphis, Tennessee, where James Earl Ray pleaded guilty to the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. He would later retract his guilty plea. 1980, Val.
Willard Scott debuted as the new weatherman on NBC TV's Today Show.
91, Easy Rider Peter Fonda led 5,000 motorcycles through Daytona Beach, Florida to celebrate Bike Week.
How cool is that?
That's very cool.
In 91 as well, a Vincent van Gogh painting, Still Life with Flowers, sold for $1.43 million in Chicago. It had hung for 36 years in the living room of a suburban Milwaukee couple who thought it was a copy.
Can you imagine? Oh my God, we're millionaires.
Wouldn't that be fun? I always wanted to like buy a picture at a yard sale or something and then realize hiding behind it was like a, you know, super cool, you know, expensive picture. Fun.
Let's see. I'm not even going to try to say this name. Nath Halder of Calcutta, India, got a call to come in for an interview for a government job he had applied for 34 years earlier. Wow. The 52-year-old grandfather said he was too old for the state job, but he was glad to know his application was finally considered. Wow.
2007 in Germany, a man and his wife were getting a divorce, but were having trouble deciding who would get the summer house. So the man measured the home and then chainsawed it right down the middle. Then the man used a forklift to pick up his half and drove it away.
I love it. All right, 2020, the Russian lower house of parliament passed legislation to allow Vladimir Putin to hold the office of president for life. And Trump's trying to do the same thing. All right. Special events, sometimes called goofy holidays. What do you have for today, Val?
All right. It is Mario Day. This annual celebration of the iconic Nintendo plumber is a fan favorite because the date looks exactly like his name, Mario.
International Day of Awesomeness, a day dedicated to acknowledging the feats of skill, courage, and general awesomeness in people and things. We're awesome, Val.
Oh, let's celebrate us.
Yes, yes, totally.
It is Festival of Life in the Cracks Day, a whimsical holiday encouraging people to find beauty and resilience, specifically plants or life growing in sidewalk cracks.
That's a thing.
Evidently.
All right, let's get busy today, I guess.
Let's look at my driveway. No matter what you do, you cannot kill those weeds that are growing up out of the center of the rocks. How do they even grow or grow no matter what you do to them? I don't get it.
I think it's because since there's that crack there, it was like extra water drains in there, so it gets all the water it could ever, that nobody else, you know, because everything else is covered by the cement. So it gets all that water, and it just feeds the grass really well.
There you go. That's a good theory.
I don't know if it's good, but all right, here we go. Do we do Bagpipe Day?
No, we have not.
A day to appreciate the stirring and often polarizing sounds of the world's many bagpipe varieties. There's more varieties than one, because I've never heard a good bagpipe.
That's what I was thinking. It's kind of right up there with the accordion.
Yeah. I heard there's more varieties of bagpipes, so could we try a cheese one?
Oh. When you hear pipe, I generally thought you were going somewhere else.
Val. Could have been, though.
International Wig Day celebrates self-expression or try out a bold new look with wig while also supporting those with medical hair loss.
Aw. National Ranch Day, honor the king of condiments by using ranch dressing on salads, pizza, or whatever your heart decides. Sometimes I just have a ranch sandwich. It's ranch between two slices of white bread.
Now, I used to have Miracle Whip sandwiches as a kid, just Miracle Whip between two slices of bread. I thought that was pretty good, but ranch, I don't know.
Miracle Whip between two slices of bread is really good. It's quick, and that's what we're talking about here. It's just quick
now. You want to hit the other quirky observances?
Grab those real quick.
All right, National Landline Telephone Day, a nostalgic nod to the invention and legacy of the corded phone.
You know, it sounded like you said Landmine Telephone Day.
Maybe we ought to turn on the searchlights now.
No. It's just what they'll be expecting us to do.
Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, no. Are you doing the next one, or am I going to go back to the...
I'm sorry. National Pack Your Lunch Day, a day that encourages skipping the takeout line to bring your own homemade meal to work or school.
And we told you what it would be, a Miracle Whip sandwich.
Paper money, Val.
Paper Money Day celebrates the history of physical currency, specifically the first federal U.S. paper money issued in 1862.
Wow. Wonder what that smells like. You ever had any really stinky money in your wallet?
Yeah, like somebody had washed it in their pants and then forgot to dry it.
No, I think it's the ones that put it in their bra.
Oh, yeah.
National Organize Your Home Office Day, Val, celebrated on the second Tuesday of March. This is the perfect time to finally tackle that desk clutter. Or do what Scott does. Get a big box, just scoop it all in there, and then put the box somewhere you can't see.
I actually did that the other day. I like rearranged my desk, tried to make things easier for the radio show and for some of the other things, crafts and stuff that I do in my office. So I'm liking my new setup. So I'm ahead of schedule for once.
All right. So there's one special event left, Val. Will you tell folks about it? This, you're not going to make it to this, but it's kind of cool.
Okay.
Starts today.
The Monsters, Inc. restaurant opening?
Yes.
The first ever Monsters, Inc. themed restaurant, Mike and Sully's Flavors of Asia, is scheduled to officially open on March 10th, 2026, which is today, aboard the brand new Disney Adventure cruise ship.
I heard, and it's just a rumor, but I heard they're doing the lemonade snow cones.
Just a rumor.
Just a rumor. Remember that from the original Monsters Incorporated?
You know, my kids were already grown by then, so I never saw Monsters, Inc.
They get banished, and they're with the abominable snowman, and he's trying to give them lemonade snow cones, but obviously there's no lemonade.
Yeah.
You get it now, Val?
I get it now.
Thank you. Good job, Val. I think it's pretty safe. We might be a couple minutes early. What else we got here? Oh! Best advice you ever received.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So let's see. Best advice. If you ask, they might say yes. They might also say no. But if you don't ask, it's always a no. So ask.
It's kind of like what my son-in-law says. He says, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
I've said that a lot, too.
Every time I'm dealing with the city... and we're thinking about doing something new on the property, and I like pose something to him, and he always gives me the same answer. It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Play right. Dumb. Mm-hmm. Play dumb. Mm-hmm.
Go to the restroom while you have a chance, like before the show.
I live by that advice.
Next.
If there's a seat available, sit down.
Yes. Someone offers you a breath mint. Take it.
Not making a decision is actually making a decision.
Mm-hmm. And doing something imperfectly is better than not doing it at all.
All right.
Unless it's a puzzle. What else do you want to not do imperfectly? Maybe defuse a bomb?
Yeah. I guess that's still better than not doing it at all.
Brain surgery on a cat?
How about this one? Don't go broke trying to look rich. I like that one.
It's never happened for me. Well, there was that one time I had a car I probably shouldn't have. All right. What was your weird, I was a weird child story. We'll throw out a couple of these. Me and Val were weird kids. If you heard the song in the beginning that was playing from Nigel singing about us fighting slee stacks in an RV.
And that was my favorite line. I think I sent, commented on that. Yeah, and I wonder if most people even know what a slee stack is.
Land of the Lost? I think people our age will. And if they watched the Will Ferrell remake of Land of the Lost, they saw a slee stack. But me and Val, Mom and Dad's motorhome was our spaceship. It was one of those cube ones, so it kind of was like a giant spaceship. And we played all the time in that thing. And usually we played Land of the Lost because you could fight dinosaurs and aliens.
That's right. All at the same time.
All at the same time. So later today, if anybody wants to come hang out, we're playing Land of the Lost.
You get to play the slee stack, Scott.
Yay. I'd love it. All right. Here's some other people's weird child stories. This guy says, I was a chubby toddler who ran with my arms behind my back.
You can just picture it.
Oh, yeah. It makes me want to go outside and do it. All right.
Oh, this person said, one day my mom went out the back door in the kitchen to do something, and I locked it. I was only 4 or 5. I proceeded to get out 2 sticks of butter, a very large knife, and a watermelon. I cut the watermelon, smeared butter all over, and then sat the slices on mini paper towels on the floor. I unlocked the door and invited mom inside to join my picnic.
Wow. Wow. And he handled a knife to cut the watermelon. That's scary.
That's what I was thinking.
Wow. This person says, I told my second grade class I was a witch and could cast spells on people in exchange for candy. So if little Susie wanted John to like her, I would cast a love spell for a Snickers. Val does this as an adult.
I do. And it's so fun.
Remember the Snickers.
I had my granddaughter walk up to me and says, Nana, is it true you're a witch?
Don't listen to Grandpa.
Oh, okay. This person said as a child they thought they could control the wind.
Aw. Another one says I used to wipe my boogers on the wall next to my bed.
I don't know if that's such a strange thing for a kid, though.
No.
How about this one? Apparently, I had a trust everyone phase where I'd get up from a table at a restaurant, sit down at a table full of strangers, and strike up a conversation. One time, I did it on an airplane. Apparently, the lonely businessman thought that was the coolest thing and gave me some money for entertaining him. Oh, isn't that sweet?
Wow. And I think this next one, we should just end it right there.
I think you should take this one, Scott.
All right. I'm thrilled to do it for you. It's better than the boogers. All right. This kid says, I walked in goose poop barefoot because it felt good.
Ew, squishing between your toes. And.
But for some reason, I got to try it. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes, yes they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
All right, there you go. Scott and Val with your Odd News for Tuesday, March 10th. We've got a good show for you today. We always kick off Odd News with the little news attacks, which are just basically one-liners, sometimes accompanied by a joke. And Val, would you like to kick it off today?
I would love to.
What are you giggling?
Researchers show that watching a curvaceous woman can feel like a reward in the brain of men. Especially if that woman is carrying a full tray of cheese fries and a beer.
Yes. Survey of men who use dating apps finds many of them are uninterested in women whose hobbies include volunteering, reading, watching TV, and going to the movies. Basically, men hate women whose hobbies include anything other than us.
So true. A study found that in homes where dishes are washed by hand, children were 40% less likely to develop allergies. Making your kids wash dishes is just one way of telling you how much we love you. Now, don't forget the roasting pan.
Research on strokes, heart attacks, and diabetes concludes that we're still eating far too much processed meat and red meat, Val.
No.
It couldn't be come at a worse time for Wendy's new bacon hot dog cheeseburger bacon burger. I had to practice
double
that
bacon.
Last night. Double. Yeah, Wendy's new bacon hot dog cheeseburger double bacon burger. I'd say that five times real fast.
For sure. Spring is almost here. Yeah. At least that's what I learned when I closed Facebook and looked up.
Val. Oh, almost as fun as that, the ham trail. In Germany, a man who robbed a butcher shop was caught when the police followed a trail of ham to his house. My comment? What a pig.
Ooh, tax season. I have to do my taxes over again. I noticed this morning that the calculator I was using last night was actually my TV remote.
But you're all caught up with Roku.
True.
All right, moving on to wacky but true. We don't add anything to these stories, but sound effects are music. And today, again, it's, I don't know if it's popular demand, but it is music. First story, Val. Guy in Italy who swallowed an expensive gem, finally gave it up.
Returned it?
Yes. In a special way. For a week, police poked through his bowel movements, but they couldn't find the $30,000 gem until 4 days after the theft.
Oh, his metabolism is as slow as mine.
Slow. What kind of song do you think I made with that?
A poopy one?
Yeah. Suspense. Intrigue.
In Italy, a thief got bold, swallowed a jewel worth 30,000 or more. Cops said, fine, we'll play it slow, and waited for the rock to show. For days they checked the evidence trail. Let's just say the search got very detailed. Flush it down, wait around. Treasure hunt lost, but not found. Crime don't pay. With five and make a play-by-play. When diamonds take the scenic route at night, just relax. If you push, you will be in for a fight. 30 grand on the bathroom floor. That's one gem worth fighting for.
The problem with making these is you want to hear them again. I've been walking around last night after I was done going, that's one gem worth fighting for.
I would probably dig through stuff for $30,000.
I would dig through it too. As long as it wasn't for me or for you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
A Tennessee couple is seeking $300,000 in damages from a Longhorn Steakhouse after a large set of decorative antlers. Oh, I think I skipped
that's
a whole
fine.
Line.
It's fine.
After a dinner date went south, Dennis and Patricia Schwartz claimed that a large set of decorative antlers fell off the restaurant wall and struck them, causing significant physical injury and mental anguish.
Of course.
The lawsuit details, which surfaced this week, alleged the restaurant was negligent in securing the heavy taxidermy. Getting bored by a dead animal while eating a dead animal, that's just the circle of life with a lawyer involved.
And, of course, it's Tennessee and Texas Longhouse, Longhorn Steakhouse. We have to go country.
Yeah, dinner date at Longhorn Steak. Couple waiting for the red by plate. Then from the wild with a mighty crack, a giant rat came falling back. Now, lawyers say the pain was real. Nothing like antlers in your meal. Antlers falling from the sky, dinner in a black and dye. When the decor joins a fight, that's a lawsuit. Every night, steakhouse special. Table for two comes with trauma. And a lawsuit for you.
Of course, the only way you could, like, even convince yourself to do a country song would be to make a country rap.
Yes. Yeah, I have a real hard time doing just straight country. It's just not my thing, Val. It looks like we got some hiss after that. Let's try. No. All right. There, it's getting quieter. Sometimes it comes from the radio station. We don't know what it is. We consider it a gift. All right. Callers to a Washington...
That keeps giving.
Yeah, that keeps giving. But look at that. It's slowly going away. Callers to a Washington State licensing hotline were surprised. That's in Washington State where you are, Val. So you can test this out. We're surprised when they called and selected press 2 for Spanish. Instead of a Spanish-speaking operator, they got an AI voice speaking English in a very heavy Spanish accent. So he's just trying to impersonate that he's Spanish. All right, that's right. The automated system didn't switch languages at all. It just sounded like someone doing an impression. The bizarre glitch left callers confused and slightly offended until the state fixed the system. All right, nothing says critical edge artificial intelligence like a robot that learned languages from watching old Speedy Gonzales cartoons. I got a song for this one, too. And I'm paying homage to the Spanish. Bring on the accordion!
Yo, yo soy borracho now, yo soy borracho now. Press 2 for Spanish on the phone. Robot answered all alone. But instead of switching like it should, it just spoke English because it could. Call us pause like, what is this? Robot language improv bliss. Hello, hola, what's the play? AI learned the wrong cliche. Future tech so sleek and bright. Still doing accents wrong at night. If robots run the world one day, they better learn Rosetta Stone, okay. Okay.
Okay, I like that one too.
Okay. Me?
Yes, I think it's you.
I think it's me. In the Southland region of New Zealand, where two teenagers are currently the leading candidates for the world's worst decision makers. Wow. The pair visited a local charity shop to drop off some goods, but they accidentally included a knapsack. Sorry, I've got a cat that just jumped in front of my screen. Fiona, I can't read.
She's like fighting her, too. That's awesome.
She is. They visited a local charity shop to drop off some goods, but they accidentally included a knapsack containing 43 grams of marijuana and over $3,700 in cash. Police released the details today after a volunteer discovered the pungent bag and called the authorities before the frantic teens could return to claim their stash. Finally, a charity that provides what the people actually need to survive in 2026.
There's a spoiler alert with this, though, Val. The cops got the high score on this one. Can you imagine taking your bag full of weed and dropping it off at Goodwill?
Hey, Hey, at least they were trying to be, you know, charitable.
There you go.
Two teens rolled up feeling slick. Dropping off bags real fast and quick. But one backpack had a funky smell. 40 grams in cash as well. Volunteer said, this seems odd. Call the cops and praise the job. Charity shop surprise today. Someone donated their stash away. Cash and weed in a giveaway. Best donation of the day. Helping hands and helping highs. Till the cops claim the prize.
Oh. I'm moving on. Residents and tourists in Kentucky recently celebrated the 150th anniversary of one of the strangest events in American history, the Kentucky Meat Shower. Yes, back in 1876, chunks of meat mysteriously fell from the sky into a farm in Bath County, baffling scientists and turning the event into a regional legend. Skip forward. To commemorate the bizarre moment, organizers hold a festival where a small airplane flies overhead and drops hundreds and thousands of individually wrapped beef sticks into the crowd gathered below. Yes, an aircraft literally bombed people with Slim Jims. Hundreds of attendees scrambled around grabbing meat sticks falling from the sky like carnivorous confetti. Ooh, I like that. Carnivorous confetti.
Ooh, carnivorous confetti.
Children ran around filling bags while adults gathered, debated whether this was a hysterical tribute or the world's most aggressive picnic. Historians say the original meat shower remains unexplained, but the modern version was solved immediately. It's called a pilot with a Costco membership.
Oh, for sure.
Well, it's Kentucky. You actually got a tail in your mouth.
I do.
That means you're about 8 inches away from a cat fanny.
Exactly. I don't know. She's trying to be part of the show today, but she's giving us the wrong end.
That's right. All right. Well, she could maybe go to Kentucky, too.
Kentucky skies were clear and bright. Then a little plane came buzzing by. People looked up with hungry eyes. And Slim Jim started falling from the skies. Kids went running, bags in hand. Snack tornado across the land. Meat from heaven raining down. Beef stick blizzard in this town. Don't ask why, you don't ask how. Just grab that jerky falling now. History books can't explain why Kentucky snacks fall like rain.
All right. All I'm going to say is I am saving the best for last.
I'm just dying.
Just won't. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you're watching online, it's quite the cat butt show. There you go. It's pretty awesome.
It's just his tail. Oh, all right, the best for last. Paleontologists from the Field Museum published a report on March 4th regarding a bizarre discovery on the edge of the Amazon rainforest. They found a new living fossil species called Tonkia ninicola.
That's pretty good.
Which features a permanently twisted jaw and teeth that face sideways. After finding 8 separate specimens, researchers realized the deformity was actually a failed experiment in evolution. Looks wow. Like nature's first attempt at a British smile, though.
So the whole jaw and the mouth is sideways out the head.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And it was a deformity, not like a separate species.
It's not a well, they're calling it a deformity, but it's actually caused by evolution. They said
a failed experiment in evolution.
I think
it was the aliens. That was their first attempt, and they kept trying until they still got it wrong.
Let's find out.
Deep in the jungle by the river bend, scientists found a mutant friend. Twisted jaw and sideways teeth, looking like nature sneezed beneath. Sideways smile in the wild unknown, nature tried and missed the tone. Crooked grin and a funky bite, Darwin saying, well, not quite. If evolution had a blooper reel, the English get the closing squeeze.
Oh,
Oh, Nigel is going to get even with us for this one.
Oh, all right. Last story, authorities are looking for a naked man accused of stealing an American flag from a Florida home to use it to cover himself. Imagine that happening in Florida.
Imagine.
The Volusia County Sheriff's Office tweeted video taken from the home that may help identify the man. The 19-second video shows a man walking up some steps and looking toward the ceiling. The video then cuts to the man standing near the edge of the porch, wrapping himself, his naked body, in the American flag to cover the chest and the front of himself. And then he disappears.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I'm ready for this song, I think.
Yeah. This one's actually a full minute because, well, it's worth it. Sneaky.
Florida night on a quiet street. Nothing on his bum or his feet. Porch cam rolling stars and stripes. Prove God believes in prototypes. Standing proud in patriotic style. Freedom ringing.
All right, that is your odd news for Tuesday, March 10th. Let's do a quick check of the phone to see if there's more Schlafman DNA yet. No. All right.
No,
we're standing by the phone. There's a baby on the way, a new Schlafman baby coming. All right, so look for details next Tuesday on that one. Other than that, we wanted to remind you of a few things, and that would be to rewatch the show. Name some of the places, Val, that you could rewatch or listen to our show.
You could do that on Facebook at either the KCHW page or Scott and Val Save the Universe Rogue Network page. You can also do that on YouTube. Now, if you want to just listen, you can do it a number of ways. You could just ask iHeart, Spotify, Amazon Prime, any of those to please play Scott and Val Save the Universe.
I can't remember. I can't believe you remembered all of those locations.
And while I've got a cat still in my face.
I know. She's making the show a little difficult.
All right. She is. I don't know. She hasn't done this before, but you know, if she continues, she may get banned from the show.
Yes, she just might.
If she could show something other than her butt, maybe she could stick around, but no.
Another quick reminder is the segments of the show that the guys do. We always cut those up and repost them through the week. I am taking my eldest daughter out for her birthday to lunch today, so I won't be posting any of the clips till much, much later today if you're used to hopping on and watching those. But we appreciate all the likes and all the follows and you being here today and listening on the radio, too. Val, any closing words?
Let's see. What are my closing words for today? I'm just going to say appreciate everybody around you. And you know what? Take joy in just the little things in life. It doesn't have to be big things like the birth of a baby. Enjoy everything.
That's right. That's right. Do your little part to save the universe this week. And keep on listening to Scott and Val. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. Now throw all your fears away. And they're both in tight array. Scott and Val, here to save the universe. It's not a bad joke or even a curse.
Self-destruct in 20 seconds. This is your last chance to push the cancellation button.
Engage.
Don't forget, catch Scott and Val here every Tuesday morning at 7:20. I hate this job. You've got it.